I don't even know what this episode is about.
Ooh. Hello, and thank you for listening to episode 206 of Got Creeps, your favorite podcast that always makes sure to give you your weekly dose of the weird, mysterious, and creepy. We are your hosts. I'm John.
And I'm Leilani.
And today we're going to be talking about a little somebody known as the Giggling Granny. If you're not too sure who that is yet, just stick around. Stay tuned. Find out. But just know that if you do want to hear one of your stories on the show, send it over to yougotcreeps@gmail.com or any of our socials. You can find us at gotcreeps on Instagram and everywhere else. But without further ado, let's get into the episode. In the small town of Blue Mountain, Alabama, November 5th, 1905, marked the arrival of Nanny Doss into a world fraught with shadows and sorrow. Born into a family of five children, her childhood was veiled in the darkness of a violent home, where her father's temper raged like a relentless storm. Nanny seldom laughed, her innocence stolen by the harsh reality of her upbringing. At the tender age of 9, a train ride turned sinister, as she collided with a metal rail, imprinting a traumatic scar upon her young mind. From that moment on, whispers murmured of a change, as though the collision had torn away a piece of her soul, leaving behind a fractured facade. Haunted by constant headaches and shrouded in blackouts, Nanny sought solace within the pages of romantic magazines, delving into the depths of the Lonely Hearts column in search of fleeting affection. At 16, she exchanged vows with Charlie Braggs, a whirlwind romance born amidst the clattering looms of a textile factory. But happiness was a fleeting shadow in Nanny's life. Shortly after their union, tragedy struck as two of their children succumbed to a mysterious ailment. Their deaths whispered of foul play. Charlie, her once beloved, turned accuser, fleeing from the shadow of suspicion that loomed over Nanny's every step. Undeterred by the whispers of death that clung to her like a shroud, Nanny embarked on a carousel of marriages, each one ending in a macabre dance of demise. Robert Frank Harrelson fell under the cloak of darkness, his demise shrouded in enigmatic whispers. Arlie Lanning followed suit, his heart silenced by the hands of his fate, or so it seemed. Richard Morton, the last to fall prey to Nanny's deadly waltz, danced unknowingly into the abyss of her deception. As the final notes faded, suspicion cast its chilling gaze upon the widow, her laugh ringing hollow in the ears of those who dared to listen. The truth, a poison more lethal than arsenic, spilled from Nanny's lips with an eerie glee. Pumpkin pies laced with the venom of betrayal became the instrument of her malice. With each confession, she painted a canvas of carnage, her words dripping with the saccharine sweetness of a twisted romance. Behind bars, Nanny's laughter echoed through the corridors of her captivity, a haunting melody of madness and melancholy. Life sentenced her to the confines of her own creation. Yet she remained unrepentant, casting blame upon the fractured fragments of her past. In the end, Nanny Doss, the angel of death in a lover's guise, claimed 12 souls in her quest for an elusive fairy tale. A tale woven with threads of darkness and despair, where love and death danced hand in hand, bound by the crimson threads of fate. So yeah, Nanny Doss. Crazy lady.
Yeah.
Kind of fucking nuts.
I mean, I guess I need to learn a little bit more about her, so let's get into that.
Yeah, so she was born into a family of five kids.
Was she the first? Was she the middle?
No, I believe she was the youngest. Or one of the younger ones.
Okay.
Education was not, like, a very big thing in their household. They didn't, like, her father didn't believe in, like, getting an education, learning how to read and write and do math and things like that, because They were hardworking farmers, and at the time, like, farming was the only thing that you were supposed to be focusing on.
And I mean, it was 1905, so it's kind of like you said, they were farmers, so they're not really needing. It's like a trade. So they're just like,
Right.
you don't need to.
Exactly. So, like, at the time, like I said, education wasn't very important. So, like, their father was basically saying, like, no, don't worry about going to school. Don't worry about learning any of this. Like, all you need to know is how to operate this farm and work this farm. Because when I die, you're going to be working this farm and your kids are going to be working. Like, it doesn't matter. Education doesn't matter. Right. So, on top of that, he was also very abusive. Physically, mentally, emotionally, towards everybody. And Nanny would, again, like, rarely laugh. She was a very, like, kind of reserved kid. It was reported to be. And then at around 9 was when she was on, like, this train ride. Something had happened. I don't remember the specifics of the actual, like, accident, but she ended up hitting her head, which caused, like, severe brain trauma and traumatic brain injury and a whole bunch of stuff. And
How fast was this train going?
I mean, trains go pretty
I
fast.
know, but I mean, like, if you fall, you're not suffering that bad of an
I
injury.
don't think it was that she just fell, though. I think, like, there was an accident that caused her to, like, trip and fall over at the same time this train was going at, like, a high speed, you know? And then, like, you come to an abrupt stop with your head, probably gonna do some damage.
I guess.
But then a lot of people say that's kind of where her personality sort of shifted, and she became, like, kind of dark and, you know, would really get into these, like, romance novels as well, and romance magazines. But then she would also have, like, headaches and blackouts and things like that. And then, like I had mentioned, she was a huge fan of the Lonely Hearts section, which was basically, like, the classified ads. Like the Tinder profiles, the Match.com of magazines. It would be like their Tinder bio, and they would put out ads, and it's like, hey, if you know the song Pina Colada, the Escape. What is the actual name of the song? I think it is Escape.
Is it Escape?
I think it is. I
I think hold on.
don't know. While you're doing
It
that,
is escape.
that's what I thought.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
I don't know, you had me look up the Pina Colada song.
So she was like, the right. Pina Colada song. You know, he puts an ad in the paper.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, no, I got it. I don't think you needed to further explain with the Pina Colada song,
I
but
don't
okay.
know. For context. mind's eye method. You know what I mean? So anyways, she, you know, has this idea, this like romantic idea in her head that, like, that's what life is supposed to be like. Her romance magazines and things like that. So that's just the kind of person she is. Later on, she ends up not working on the farm. Surprise.
Shocker.
And ends up
Wish you
working.
got an education then, huh?
Right. So stop trying to force your kids to do shit that they don't want to do.
Get an education, don't get an education, work on a farm, work in finance, who knows?
Just listen to your kids. Support them. Anyways. She ended up working at a textile factory, and that is where she met her first husband. 4 months into meeting this guy being Charlie Braggs, they decide to get married. She was 16, I don't remember how old Charlie was. And this was back in 1921 when they first got married. The two had four children together. And they divorced in 1928.
Get off her. That is a
It was a lot. It
that's
was a lot of
a
fucking.
lot of children
It was a
in
lot of fucking.
Let her breathe.
Get off her. That's funny. Yeah. What's not funny is 1928 is the same year that two of her kids died to food poisoning or something similar, like some sort of a GI virus or something like that.
I mean, that's the Great Depression times, right?
Right. People were eating dog food,
Yeah,
like.
so a lot of shit can be brewing in there.
Yeah. So after that, Charlie was actually the one who decided to leave. He was like, "Nah, I don't want to be married to you," because he believed. Did you hear that? Because he believed that Nanny was the one who actually killed the kids. There was nothing at the time to prove that she did or didn't, so it was kind of just whatever. And they went about their lives. One year later is when she met Robert.
Ooh, Robert.
Ooh,
She met old Ooh, Robert.
1929 is when she met Robert Frank Harrelson. And they actually remained married for 16 years. But he did eventually die under mysterious circumstances. I believe again they had attributed it to food poisoning, GI stuff. And then later on she would be married to Richard Morton. Oh, I'm sorry. Before Richard Morton she was married to Arlie Lanning. He died from what was said to be heart failure. And then she married Richard Morton in 1952. And he also died from what was believed to be heart failure. By this point, doctors were a little bit suspicious that all of her husbands have died except for the first one, and decide to do an autopsy without telling Nanny, which I think is illegal. I don't think that that's allowed. I don't know the laws, but that seems kind of illegal to me.
I don't know that it is.
I don't think that you can just do an autopsy on a dead person without the family members' consent.
Let's look it up.
I mean, I guess, but
Can you
don't get
do
your
that?
information from TikTok. Speaking of, follow show Got Creeps on TikTok.
Do get your information from Got Creeps.
Probably not, though.
An autopsy.
We're just here for the vibes. We're here to give you some okay information. What was I talking about?
Hold on, I'm looking up autopsy
Oh.
laws. Can you do an autopsy on a, well, yeah.
Without consent.
Without. I guess it maybe depends on per state.
The dead person's consent.
Without consent from family, from somebody, from family. If somebody dies under suspicious. If somebody dies under suspicious, I still can't say it, circumstances or without a physician to sign the death certificate, an autopsy is usually required by state law. No one has to give consent, whether there is family or not. The
Really?
coroner, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Coroner.
That's what I was saying. The coroner or medical examiner of that jurisdiction is duty bound to perform an autopsy in those situations. That's what I thought. I don't think you need consent for an autopsy, and we just proved it. Case closed.
I don't know. That seemed kind of weird to me.
Wait,
I mean,
hold on, hold on.
that's fair. That's fair.
What type of, maybe there's a different.
We don't have time to get into all different kinds of autopsies.
So the doctors do perform the autopsy, obviously without consent, because we just found out that they don't need it.
Right.
What do they find?
The doctors actually ended up finding that Richard did not die of heart failure. Richard
Gasp.
actually died of poisoning. It was said that she poisoned all of the people that she killed.
It was said from the autopsy that happened. I don't think so.
Yeah. So the doctors notify the police, and the police are like, yeah, you know what? That actually seems kind of fucking sketchy. And so they go pick up Nanny, pretty much immediately. And they bring her in for questioning and everything, and she's like, yeah, I came because my lawyer or my attorney told me that I should, and they told me to plead guilty, so I'm here. And while she was like confessing to the murders and everything, she was basically like giggling and laughing her way through each time she recounted killing one of her husbands or a family member or something.
So, did she kill her children?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Getting to that. It was she had confessed that she used a combination of arsenic and rat poison. Sometimes it would just be arsenic, sometimes it would just be rat poison. And when they actually did the autopsy on her final husband, they discovered that there was so much arsenic in his body that if somebody were to get like a blood transfusion with his blood, they would also die from arsenic poisoning.
Yeah.
So there was like so much going on. And she also basically just confessed to killing a total of 12 people. This includes her husband, husbands, her children, her family members, just a mix of, you know, all of them. She killed her mother-in-law. She killed,
There's so many.
I believe she killed her sisters.
What about the
All,
dad?
no, the dad had died
Oh, what? Oh,
prior,
okay.
like before the killing,
I was
I
like, that
believe.
should be victim number one, if
Right.
anything.
Right.
I don't condone killing, but.
Yeah. Unless it's that guy, kill that guy. He's already dead. What is he gonna do? Sue me for defamation?
I'm sure there could be a way.
I wouldn't be surprised. But so she would,
People.
was supposed to figure out who, but I forgot to. That's why I said I don't remember.
One bullet point that just says people.
That's why I didn't say the names. I was supposed to find out, and I forgot.
She also confessed to killing a total of 12 people. Next bullet point, people.
I was supposed to figure out who she killed. I forgot to, and I didn't realize that I forgot to until we got here. But anyways, she would pretty much find any way to get the poison into them. For one of her husbands, I think it was either Arlie or Richard. One of them was a very heavy drinker, so she just put it in his alcohol.
Alcohol
Alcohol.
in
What?
his alcohol.
Did I say that weird?
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Why are you putting so much emphasis on the H?
Alcohol. That's how I say alcohol.
Okay.
Anyways. Alcohol.
Don't continue to say it. Just go about your day.
I forgot what I was gonna say. But she put it in his alcohol. Why? What's happening?
He was a heavy set person, but she put it in his alcohol.
Heavy set person? What do you think, he's a fucking fat guy?
Is that not what you said?
I said he was a heavy drinker.
Oh, okay.
Just out here calling the victims fat.
Hey.
That's fucked. Yeah, so he was a heavy drinker. He got a little sprinkle of arsenic in his gin and tonic. Some of them got him in pumpkin pies. If it was a good pumpkin pie, I wouldn't be too upset.
I'm not a big pumpkin pie person.
I hate pumpkin spice flavored things. I'll fuck up a pumpkin pie though. I will fuck up a pumpkin pie.
I just don't think I'm a big pumpkin person.
You know what though? Like, I'm. For me, like, when it comes to pies, it's all about the crust.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
And
So you don't care about the filling as much?
I don't care about the filling as much. I think that the filling has a lot to do with the crust, though.
It's about 75% of the pie, yeah.
Right. Okay. So, but like, for like an apple pie,
Okay.
I'll eat all the apples and stuff,
You're
but
allergic to apples.
it's like that apple like jam. You know
Yeah.
that like whatever is left after you eat the
Yeah.
actual fruit.
Yeah.
That layer of it on top of the crust, that's the best part. And then the same thing with like a pumpkin pie. Like, you know how like that like in between you have like where the pumpkin kind of like mixes with the crust a little bit.
What is this?
It mixes.
Okay.
I'm gonna start a whole new show on just pie. Crust, pie
Okay.
crust.
Okay.
If
Anyways, so if it was a good pie.
it was a good pie and I died eating it, I wouldn't be upset.
Let's talk about a banana cream pie.
Banana cream pie from what is that place?
Nations?
Nations.
Oh my.
Nations banana cream pie
Oh.
does things to me. I'm diabetic. I can't have that. I'll
Oh my
die.
God, remember
I'll
when
die, but I'll die for that pie.
remember when they put the pie in the shake?
In the shake. They put
Oh
the pie in the
my.
shake.
So good. So good.
Anyways.
This story is reminding me of that story. Did you read, or I think it was like an English class, maybe like 11th, 10th or 11th grade English, about the homemaker wife who killed her husband and then fed like the police or the lamb, or
I
they
heard
said
about
like it
that.
was lamb, but it was her husband's body.
I don't know if that's like a real thing. Did that really happen?
I don't know, it's just a story that we read.
I remember like hearing of that. I don't know if that was like real.
I think it was literally like a just a story.
Oh, okay.
I think. I don't know. But it's reminding me, it's giving me big lamb killer vibes.
Yeah.
Because I think she also killed the husband with like arsenic.
Poison
Yeah,
or
it was
some sort of
something.
like rat poison or
I think it was
something.
like in his beer or something. I don't know. I can't remember. I'm just diving in a whole different story, but it's very much, maybe it's based
Because
on Nanny.
we just had like a 10-minute conversation about pie crust.
Yeah, so mine's a little bit
So
more on brand,
maybe
but I th maybe it was based on Nanny. Maybe it was Nanny.
it was Nanny. I don't think it was. I don't think she fed anybody her husband's.
Who
I
knows?
didn't see anything about her feeding people her husbands. I
Like it's
guess.
a tall tale, like loosely derived from her
Right,
story.
it's like a creepy pasta giggling
Yeah.
granny.
Yeah.
That was one of her nicknames, was the giggling granny.
Was she a granny?
Yeah. Oh, that was also another one of her victims. I think she killed like two of her grandkids. And like took out like life insurance policies on them
You know
so
what?
that they can like so she can kill them.
You know what? Some people just don't deserve to be parents.
Right, exactly.
Like,
Like her father. It
he.
all started, I mean, I'm sure it started before that, but you know, From what we can tell, it all started there. But yeah, I guess to kind of like wrap up Nanny, she was sentenced to life in prison in 1955.
As she should.
She continued to blame all of her actions on that head injury that she suffered when she
was 9 years old.
Well, I mean, it's a
that's 50 years.
Right, but I mean, you heard the story of about the guy who got the ice pick shoved through his brain, right?
Yeah,
and then
like
had a completely different change of personality.
Just thinking about
Things like that can happen.
Yeah.
You can have a traumatic event like that happen. And it can rewire how your brain works. So
absolutely.
It is something that's possible.
Absolutely, but it doesn't have to drive them to murdering 12
right.
people.
Including your kids and grandkids.
Yeah.
Like,
I think if it was one,
right.
you can blame it on that.
Okay.
You can blame it on that. But then you continued to for 11 more people. I don't think you can just blame it on the head injury anymore.
Something inside of her just snapped.
I think it just was always inside of her at that point. Because one, like I said, one makes sense. And then 11 more?
Yeah.
And that's just because she got caught. There would have been more.
There would have been more.
So no, she was just a serial killer.
Yeah, yeah. One thing that I found, though, I can't remember which of the husbands it was and which of the mother-in-laws it was, but during one of the marriages, she had her husband move in with her, or she moved in with her husband, and then the mother-in-law ended up moving in with them as well.
Okay.
But this just so happened to be around the time she was already plotting to kill her husband.
So it was just collateral damage.
So she was collateral damage because she was like, okay, I'll just wait until she's gone. But then she ended up staying way longer than she was supposed to. And then she was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to kill her. And I killed her.
Okay, so how did the police not catch on before this?
Listen, I don't want to say anything mean about places. However, when you think about Alabama in the early 1900s, you don't really put them on the top of your list for education.
Okay. Any of our Alabamians, Bamians, our Alabamians, you're just lucky it's 2024.
Or else he could have been a serial killer.
She's classified as a serial killer. Okay, okay. How many murders do you have to be, like, how many people deep do you have to be, like, classified?
What's your body count to be a serial killer? I think three.
So
I think three or more.
So one and two are just like, oh.
I think one, you're just a murderer.
Okay.
Two.
Repeat offender.
Yeah. You didn't get enough time. Because once you get past one, I think it's just fucked.
Okay.
But then, like, if you only get to two, you're kind of not that good.
I don't.
If you only get to two before getting caught. L serial killer.
I was just watching. This is so not random, but I was just watching the stand-up earlier, and he's talking about how, like, digging a hole is so difficult. And he was like, because he was digging a hole for his mom's, like, koi pond, right? And he was like, long story short, the koi pond's above ground because he could not dig the hole far enough. And he was like, so I really understand why a lot of murderers get caught, because their victims are found in a shallow grave.
Yeah.
Because at a certain point, and this is the most important hole you're ever going to dig in your life, and you're just like, I think that's good enough.
And, like, you gotta take into account, too, like, the rain and shit.
Weather. Like, weather you, conditions.
You can't bury a body, like, a foot deep.
Right. Like, their legs are peeking.
Right. Like, some kid is gonna be trying to, like, dig for worms in the dirt and find, like, some guy's nose.
Honestly, so yeah.
I don't mean nose by the sense that they used to use. When they would use nose to mean penis.
I didn't know
Please
that.
Please keep penises away from children. I meant nose as, like, the one on your face.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I'm sure you were the one who told me that.
I don't think so, because I didn't know about it.
You definitely told me about that, because you were telling me about Alexander Hamilton and how he used to write letters about his nose to Lafayette or something
Wrong
like
bitch.
That. No, that was definitely you.
Yes, I talk about Alexander Hamilton quite often. He's a very, like, big thing that I talk about. However, I don't really talk about his nose.
Yes, you were telling me about when he was writing letters, and they wanted to hide their gay.
They're hide their gay,
they
yes.
They had to hide their gay.
If you don't know, Alexander Hamilton was sexually fluid.
Ambiguous.
He had a lot of interests.
And more power to you.
I mean,
just means you got more options.
And he did. He sure did. And it wasn't Lafayette, first of all.
I don't know. I was only there to listen to the gay stuff.
It wasn't Lafayette. Anyways, I don't think I told you about that, but but yeah, shallow graves, like, dig it a little bit deeper, then you wouldn't be caught.
Hey, you know
For all
what?
The murderers
For
out there.
For all the serial killers out there, you really only need about, like, an inch or two of soil to cover the bodies. Make sure you leave, like, lots of, like, hair strands and, like, spit all over the place.
Cover the body with, like,
piss everywhere.
Hey, if there's a limb sticking out, put a branch over it.
Yeah, leave your phone there. Even better. That'll really throw them off your scent.
Bury the weapon with the body.
Yeah, take a selfie with it. Tag it on, like, you know.
Like, geotag.
Right, right. You know how you can, like, put a pin where you parked your car?
Yeah.
On, like, Google Maps and stuff, do that.
Honestly, my Jeep still pinned.
Yeah.
I still know where it is.
Yeah, do that. But I think that's going to wrap it up for giggling granny, Miss Nanny Doss, Miss, I don't know any of her other nicknames. She did have other nicknames. I probably should have wrote them down, but I didn't, just like I didn't write down the people that she killed. So, I'm really good at that. And what I'm also really good at is segues.
Let's see it.
We're going to segue in to our creep pick.
Okay. So, I honestly did not know what his portion of this episode was going to be about at all, because we originally had a different idea.
Completely different. All week, I have been the one saying, this is what we're going to do for the episode mm-hmm. this week. This is what we're going to do. I found a really cool story I want to do. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Today, the day that we were filming.
Not even today.
Two hours ago,
when I've already done everything for the episode. I've already picked our creep pick. I already picked our today, this day in her story. This day in history.
It's not history. It's history.
That literally everything was done. And it was going to tie into the fact that we already had that episode planned out. However, I still kind of tied it into it without even knowing what we were talking about. Because this week we're shining a spotlight on the psychological thriller that will make you question reality itself. Unsane. We follow Sawyer Valentini, a troubled young woman who moves away from home to escape a relentless stalker. But even in her new life, she finds herself haunted by her past trauma. She seeks help at Highland Creek Behavioral Center. Little does she know, she's walking into a nightmare. In a twisted turn of events, Sawyer is involuntarily committed for a 24-hour stay, only to find herself trapped in a scheme to milk insurance claims for a profit. As she battles to prove her sanity, she uncovers the chilling truth lurking within the walls of the institution. But what truly sets Unsane apart is its unsettling portrayal of psychological terror. From the eerie whispers of her stalker to the bone-chilling realization that danger lurks around every corner, Unsane keeps you on the edge of your seat until the very end. With its gripping storyline and spine-tingling twists, Unsane is a must-watch for fans of psychological horror. So prepare to be consumed by the creeping sense of dread. Just remember, sometimes the scariest monsters are the ones we can't see coming. He forgot that we even, well, he knows that we watched this movie. We literally have this movie, like we have the DVD in our place right now. Doesn't remember any of it though.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I do want to watch it again though.
It's really good.
Sounds fire.
Yeah.
I grabbed my I was eating crackers while you
told me the story. I saw. Yeah, it's a really good twist. It has a really good twist.
Yeah, and I like psychological thriller movies mm-hmm. like that. I like movies that like make you feel uncomfortable and like make it hard to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And like I don't remember like, you know, the actual like things that happened in the movie.
Yeah.
I do remember how it made me feel though. And that can definitely like
has a lasting impression.
Yeah, and I think that is what makes a good movie for me, like not necessarily if I remember like
the exact story.
The exact storyline, but like if it did something to me,
mm-hmm.
like if it really like scared the shit out of me, or if it was like a really sad movie, like if it like, you know, I can give it a little bit more of a pass if like the movie wasn't as good,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
But,
I don't even remember the name of the TV show, but it was a TV show. I think it was like 8 to 10 episodes, one season, but where they were in that, like, I don't think it was a, it was like a memory loss, a memory recovery center. You remember where they had all of these like children, young adults, and it was kind of like a dystopian feel because like everything was like automated. They tried to get the main character to remember who she was, what she like, what her interests were, whatever. And like she found out that she really likes and is really good at playing the piano.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It has the same like, it has the same feel about the like the twist that yes. like comes in that show.
I need to be, that's gonna bother me.
It's, I think it's a Brazilian show.
Yeah.
Or Portuguese. I think it's Portuguese.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god, it was so good.
That was a good show. That's gonna bother me that I can't remember what it is.
Technically, you are getting two creep picks in one, but not so technically because we don't know what the name of the show is.
Sorry, not sorry.
But if you know what the show is, let us know. I'm really thinking that we'll figure it out before. But if we don't, because we forgot about it, comment down below.
And you can keep up to date with if we figured it out or not if you go to the socials over at Got Creeps on Instagram and Twitter. And
he said Twitter.
X, not Twitter. Twitter doesn't exist anymore.
It's still Twitter TikTok. On my phone.
I'm gonna update it while you're sleeping.
No, you're not. Okay, do your thing, Segway Man.
The day the video's supposed to come out? Pretty historical event.
I'm gonna turn this off.
Pretty historical event, if you ask me. I wonder what other historical events might have happened today on this day in history.
He's fired.
You can't fire me. This is my show.
I can definitely fire. A lot of hosts have been fired from their own show.
This is my show.
And you're about to be part of the long line.
I started this company. Take two.
So we're still doing it this day in history because I just found that it's much easier and a lot more interesting, honestly.
Cool.
So today, we're shining a light on a dark chapter that began on this day, March 4th, in 1918. It all started innocently enough on the morning of March 4th, 1918, with Private Albert Gitchell reporting to the hospital at Fort Riley, Kansas, complaining of what seemed like a mere cold. Sore throat, fever, headache. Little did he know, he was marking the beginning of one of the deadliest pandemics in human history. The Spanish flu, as it would later be known, quickly spread its tendrils, infecting over 100 of Gitchell's fellow soldiers, setting off a chain reaction of illness and death that would claim millions of lives worldwide. With the disease showing no mercy, it soon found its way to Europe, hitching a ride with American soldiers heading to aid the Allies in the trenches of France. From there, it spread like wildfire, ravaging troops on both sides of the conflict. But the horrors of the Spanish flu weren't confined to the battlefields of Europe, with its exceptionally high virulence and the mass movement of troops and civilians due to the war effort. The disease quickly crossed continents, infecting millions in its wake. And even after the guns fell silent and the Great War came to an end on November 11th, 1918, the Spanish flu continued its relentless assault, with soldiers returning home from the front lines. A second, even deadlier wave of the pandemic swept across the globe, infecting an estimated 28% of the U.S. population alone. It wasn't until the disease finally began to peter out that the world could breathe a sigh of relief. But the scars it left behind serve a stark reminder of the devastating power of infectious disease and the importance of remaining vigilant in the face of new challenges. So, as we reflect on this day in history, let us remember the millions who lost their lives to the Spanish flu and honor their memory by continuing the fight against infectious diseases. So, 1918? Not a good year. And it all started on this day in history.
That was a little bit before the whole Nanny Doss situation happened.
Sure was.
Not saying it caused anything. But,
well, I mean, she was already alive at that point.
Yeah, that's true. Did you see that, like, crazy thing where it was, like, this whole conspiracy theory that, there's like, every so often there's, like, a new pandemic that...
Yeah.
And it's, like, around the same time of year, too. Yeah. It's, like, around, like, March, April.
Yeah.
Where it, like, starts and then it lasts for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Neat.
Yeah.
Did you see that 2020, the same two teams played in the Super Bowl than they did in this Super Bowl, as well as there are two of the same presidential candidates for this year's election? Somebody said if March 13th comes and does its thing, we are fucked. Is it March 13th? Probably. Somewhere along those lines.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Welcome.
A lot of the world at this point has kind of transitioned to not really gathering in large spaces.
Right. I think that I really think that if you don't see the value in working from home and allowing your employees to work from home, you are behind the times.
Absolutely.
And you need to get in touch with reality. It is not the olden days anymore.
I mean, there are some jobs that do require...
Right. There are jobs that require you to be in office.
But for the ones... customer-facing. But for the ones that don't.
But for the ones that... Exactly. For the ones that don't, like, if you can do your job from home...
Do your job from home.
Do your job from home. Stop making your employees waste a good majority of their day with people that they don't give a shit about when they could be at home with their families, spending time with their kids and their loved ones. When productivity can pretty much be the same.
Yeah. And I mean...
And I think that the people who are against that are also the same kind of people that are so out of touch with reality because they don't need to worry about, like, things that normal people need to worry about.
Like what?
Like... spending time with their family.
Oh, yeah.
I think the people who make those decisions already have enough to where they don't have to worry about, shit, I gotta take an extra day off of work because my kid is sick.
Mm-hmm.
Or, shit, my car got stolen, so how am I supposed to get... Like things like that.
Also, they are the same group of people, probably, who will not change the 5-day work week to a 4-day work week because they don't care about their families.
Right.
They want to spend more time away from their families.
Yeah. That's kind of the whole thing. Is like, I don't know. It's weird to me. That's not what the show is about. But anyway.
But it could be.
That's not what this specific show is about. It's just average productions. What do we have planned for that? I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? We'll see.
We literally don't have anything planned for that. But
sweet. I do. I have things. I have. I don't have the bandwidth to do all these things, but I have things. You know who else has things? Probably cryptids have things.
Probably cryptids. They have a plethora of things.
Maybe not a plethora sometimes. Maybe they could just have one thing.
Well, cryptids in as a whole...
That's true.
...have a plethora of things. We are only going to talk about just one today.
I'm getting real good at this segue thing.
He's not. Today, we're diving deep into the murky swamps of Lee County, South Carolina, to unravel the legend of the Lizard Man of Scape or Swamp. We got another swamp guy. The year is 1988, and the small town of Bishopville is about to be thrust into the spotlight by a creature straight out of nightmares. It all began one fateful summer night, when a young man named Chris Davis encountered the Lizard Man of Scape or Swamp. Davis, just a teen at the time, found himself face-to-face with a towering, 7-foot-tall reptilian creature with glowing red eyes and scaly skin. The encounter set shockwaves through the community, sparking a frenzy of sightings and speculation. Reports poured in of cars being vandalized and residents terrorized by the elusive Lizard Man. Even law enforcement took the claim seriously, launching investigation and plastering casts of enormous 3-toed footprints found in the swamp. One of the first times law enforcement is like, hey, yo, let's chase this fucking thing. But before long, the legend of Lizard Man. Before long, the legend of the Lizard Man had captivated the nation, with media outlets from around the globe descending on Bishopville to uncover the truth around the myth. Fast forward to present day, and the legend of the Lizard Man is experiencing a resurgence thanks to the efforts of the Friends of the Lizard Man Committee. This dedicated group of citizens is on a mission to preserve and celebrate the legacy of the Lizard Man, in organizing events like the annual Stomp to keep the legend alive for future generations. And their efforts have paid off. With each passing year, the Stomp grows bigger and more extravagant, drawing crowds from far and wide to revel in the mystery and intrigue of the Lizard Man. From swamp-themed delicacies to live music and even a parade, the Stomp has become a beloved tradition in Bishopville, solidifying the Lizard Man's place in local lore. So whether you're a skeptic or a true believer, one thing's for certain, the legend of the Lizard Man lives on, a testament to the power of myth and the enduring fascination with the unknown. Our last two cryptids have been getting fucking praise.
I fuck with the Lizard Man. What do they do with the Stomp?
Which sounds gross, but they have swamp-themed delicacies. I don't want to eat something that looks like it came from a swamp.
No, that sounds fire. Have you ever had alligator?
I've had alligator, but, like, I don't want something that, like, looks catfish? Like it's moss.
Oh, I think we have two very different ideas of what swamp-themed food is.
I do.
I think you're thinking Shrek food, and I'm thinking food that comes from the swamp.
Yeah, we are.
I would like to go, though. I'm down for some catfish and some fucking alligator and... That sounds so good.
Yeah, they have a parade just like Oscar does. Yes. So our swampies,
We should go to each of these parades and see which one is better.
Okay.
Make it a Got Creeps YouTube exclusive. Speaking of, there are a lot of Got Creeps YouTube exclusive videos that we have planned that we will probably be recording soon. So stay tuned with that. Because we are on Spotify, Apple Music. We're everywhere again. Season one is unavailable on those platforms.
RIP season one.
On YouTube is unavailable for now. We might re-release them later on.
Maybe not. We were still trying to...
We're trying to figure things out, but I think that was the charm of it. I think that was the fun.
We honestly had some really good little, like... We had some really good little nuggets in
what
there.
What was last week's episode on? Bill Vail! Bill Vail was one of the episodes that we were supposed to do in season one, but the idea got scrapped. And that is... Probably the second most popular episode in the second season of Got Creeps.
I believe so. I think, yeah, it is. But it's right up there with our Gypsy
right
talk.
Right up there with our Gypsy Rose episode. So, like, it's just really cool. Really cool to see. I was like, okay, we're kind of figuring out our groove. But, yes, stay up to date with all the stuff. I want to do some stuff. I got things that I want to do. Backtracking a little bit though, what about, I don't know. I always think about good old Teddy every time I hear anything about like a cryptid and police
like
getting involved. Yeah. I'm like, oh, fucking call Teddy. Where's he at?
He's dead.
For now.
Do you think that he would be one of the, like, people they would, like, bring back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Resurrect? That's the word. I was like, resuscitate?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Really?
I think all of the presidents.
I don't think all of the presidents.
I think all of the presidents who have died have their heads in frozen things.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Seen that episode of Futurama?
Not all of their heads.
That's crazy. That was a good joke. That was a thinker.
He's one of my favorites, too.
Not all. Oh, no.
My first car was named Kennedy.
You had a roommate named Kennedy?
I did have a roommate named Kennedy.
Oh, man. Did he ever hunt cryptids?
We shall find out.
Because I think Teddy's probably my favorite president. I don't know what it, like, political affiliations aside, I don't know what the guy stood for. I don't give a fuck.
Really?
Don't care. I don't give a shit. All I know is that he hunted
the Snallygaster.
Cryptids? Cool guy.
Cool guy.
I'd vote for him.
It's a little too late for that.
If he did anything fucked up, don't quote me on that.
He's literally voting for him because of the fact that he hunted the Snallygaster.
He caused
an uproar.
So with the next election coming up, somebody better be fucking hunting cryptids. Or else I'm not voting.
Which cryptid do you think would be easy to catch? Probably like a small one, right?
No.
Oh, because they're like more agile.
Yeah. Like, well, I think that if you tried to catch like a wood nymph, you're fucked.
What about...
Or like a... an Igberry?
Well, I don't think they're like super fast.
No, but they're small.
Yeah, I just...
And they just look like children.
You just...
I guess.
Put like a little like blanket.
Yeah. That's the yoga mat.
Yes, the yoga mat. Oh my god.
Nobody knows what we're talking about. Because you can't watch season one anymore.
Fucking loser.
But also, like, brush up on your fucking cryptid lore.
That's true. I didn't mean to call you a loser. I did. If you didn't watch season one...
I didn't even watch season one. It's okay.
I'm gonna be real honest. I don't watch most of our episodes. I think I've only watched...
The ones that I put on.
Two episodes that we put out. I'm gonna watch them for an episode, but we're also recording like the opposite end of the day than when we usually record.
The opposite end of the day.
It's such
a weird way to put it, but
it is the opposite end of, because usually we record at this time during the day. I think around 12:12 is when we start recording, but during the day. Right now it's about 12:12 at night.
Yeah.
So this has got creeps after dark.
After dark. Our first...
After hours. If you want to find the show, make sure you head over to Instagram and TikTok and X and look us up at Got Creeps. I think on TikTok we're a different thing. So on TikTok, we are, also at Got Creeps. Also, we're at 666 followers, or we're following 666 people. So we will not be following any more people from here on out.
We're over 500 followers. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, we are.
Wow. Yeah. Look at us.
You don't go on TikTok.
I don't even know 500 people.
You don't have a TikTok.
No, I don't.
You can find me over at John_Raymondo on Instagram and X. Buy some merch.
You look like you have a mullet.
I should get a mullet.
I don't think Teddy would approve.
That's all for me. Where can I find you?
You can find me on where?
On Instagram.
You can find Twitter. You can find me at Leilani May Raimundo on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook under Leilani Gliberte. You can find my Twitter. It's not really active. I don't even know what happens on there anymore. But don't even find me on Twitter.
Don't even do it. Don't even do it.
I'm going to only be following one person on Twitter, and that is the only person I'm ever going to follow on Twitter. It's not even going to be Gut Creeps.
It's going to be the bluey Twitter page.
Probably. Probably. Well, I think that's going to do it for this episode. I don't even know where we are right now.
This is what happens.
It is very late. It's past my bedtime. It's
different at night.
Yeah, it really is. So, as always, we thank you for getting this far. Thank you again for listening to episode 206 of Got Creeps. Don't forget to like the video, like the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share with your friends so we can reach the more people. We can reach more people who love the weird, mysterious, and creepy. We will be back next week with your weekly dose of the creeps.
Whoa, the battery just died on the camera right when you ended that. That was cool.
I wasn't even done.
That was neat.
I wasn't even done. We didn't even say bye.
Well, this part's not going to have any video. Bye-bye.
Bye.